put on her best jacket and collected the tarot cards. All was quiet next door, and there was no car in the drive, but she could see the open window that Sarah had reported. Tracy knocked loudly on the front door. There came a faint scuffling noise from inside, like mice, but the door was not answered. She left the jar of flowers on the doorstep. The next day, not much had changed. The flowers were still on the doorstep, and there was no sign of the new neighbours.
"There'll be no trouble at all if they go on like this,"
said Melvin to Tracy as he was leaving for work. "Long may it continue," she replied. But once the kids had gone to school, Tracy found herself fretting about the people next door. She did not like to think that they might be feeling uncomfortable or frightened in the new area, especially if they had no car to get around in. She was probably channeling some elements of their distress. She went to their back door and rang the bell. Footsteps approached, and the door was carefully opened. The woman, she thought it was a woman, although it was hard to tell, was very small and her skin was brown. Her jet black hair was...